Strange, the Prisoner. It was a weird, weird television programme. And we've been talking about it this morning because, sadly, Patrick McGoohan, the star of that cult series, has died at the age of 80. The thing is that most people, apart from our weatherman earlier on, Steve Weston, he knew exactly what it was all about. He said it was somebody looking for number one. And in the final one, Patrick McGoohan discovers that he is number one. So throughout the series, he's been looking for himself. All I can remember of the series is big balls rolling along. Don't ask me why. I was very young at the time, but that's all I can remember of it. Anyway, let's have a chat to Roger Langley. He just happens to be from the Six of One Prisoner Appreciation Society. Oh, they're letting you out for the day, are they, Roger?
Yes, good morning, Steve, and yes, I'm free man today.
I mean, it is sad news today to hear that Patrick McGoohan has died, and that this is what he was best known for, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes, and the Danger Man series that came before it in the mid-60s, from the beginning of the 60s, that led into The Prisoner, because he got fed up with being typecast in the role of the secret agent. So he did this very strange and quirky program called The Prisoner. And here we are, four decades on, still talking about it.
Now, he wrote some of the episodes of it, didn't he?
He wrote several episodes and directed several episodes and had a hands-on executive director, producer approach to the whole 17 episodes.
Now, I've been thinking, and I may be completely wrong, and this might be quite disingenuous of me to suggest, that the only reason we all remember The Prisoner is because there were so few television channels in those days that you kind of had to watch what was on the telly, and The Prisoner was one of them, but if there was any competition, I'm not sure anybody would have watched.
Well, I suppose there's another side to that. It's probably been repeated more times as a complete series around the world and in this country.
Really?
Than any other programme.
The whole thing?
It's somewhere, always on, somewhere in the world. It's being screened again at the moment on one of the British channels. As we speak, it's online on an internet site by the people who are remaking The Prisoner, which is being screened in the end of this year.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's always coming out on DVD, and you can always find episodes of it somewhere.
Well, I'm wondering, did I see the original, or did I just see an old video of it or something like that? Just to explain the basic gist of The Prisoner, what the television series was all about.
Well, I suppose, picking up on your comment about number one at the end, what he was saying was that we all have our own number one inside us, where we're our own jailers, we're our own prisoners, because we conduct our lives in a way that we restrict ourselves or we make ourselves free. And when you address that and think, why am I holding back here, or why am I not able to do this, you can see the better side of you inside. And he found that the number one controlling the village that he was imprisoned in was the evil side of man itself, which starts wars and creates weapons. And don't want to go too deeply into that, but that's basically it.
Exactly. I don't mean to be rude, but I don't even understand what you've just said.
Well,
I mean, yeah, you said there's evil in all of us and all the rest of it, and the town he was in was the evil that is in all of us, and the goodness and the freedom and the prisoner, and we're it.
Well, there was a whole lot more than that, but
What would happen in a series? I mean, it's not like as if he'd go like the Lone Ranger. You knew where you stood. He rode into town, three blokes robbed the bank, and he would go and catch them, hand them over to the sheriff, and then he would ride off into the distance. Now, I knew what the Lone Ranger was about.
Yes, and okay. Are we still discussing the Lone Ranger today after 40 years?
Well, we are, actually, because I've just mentioned it. And everybody would ask, who was that masked man? You'd think they'd know by then. But anyway, the word was getting around, obviously. The prisoner... They were all in sort of strange space-type suits, you know, like sort of 1984-style stuff, in a very strange place that didn't... It wasn't like conventional rooms, houses, and your back garden and down the street or anything like that. Well, yes, there were streets. But there were, you know, there were scenes where nothing moved and a big ball would come rolling along. I didn't get it.
Well, the location was Port Merion, which is a holiday resort in North Wales, and the architecture there is all very special. And they used it as a giant set, so they didn't have to build anything there. But they... replicated it back at the studio in Hertfordshire, the MGM Studios. And the costumes were very colourful, and they decided to make them timeless so that they wouldn't be the current fashion, because it was the mid-60s.
I don't think they've ever been in fashion, those clothes.
No, but the fashion at the time, with the swinging London and everything, they chose not to go down that route.
Really?
And, of course, they had a holiday camp atmosphere, so they wore blazers because it was meant to look like a holiday camp where everything was happy.
It was nothing like Heidi High, though, was it?
No.
but tell me, what was that big ball that kept rolling along?
Well, many people put different interpretations on it.
First, I thought it was a ball myself.
It was the village guardian that would capture anybody who tried to escape. But you could say it's also anything such as paranoia, which gives us the nightmares that go with life itself. And it's our own worst enemy, our own worst nightmare. And we're always being pursued by something. McGowan said we're all numbers, we're all on CCTV, we're all being kept on databases. And it was his paranoia that fueled this program. And, of course, it was a very prophetic warning.
Finally, Roger, before we go, given that you're such a fan of it, are you a bit paranoid yourself?
I don't think so paranoid. May have already mentioned earlier in the day, I don't know, but I wrote Patrick McGowan's biography and sent it to him. It's called Patrick McGowan, Danger Man or Prisoner. And it was well received, and I'm glad that I was able to get that to him at the time of his 80th birthday. And sadly, he would have been 2 months away from his 81st birthday.
Oh, dearie me. Listen, thank you for sharing memories of the prisoner with us and Patrick McGowan this morning.